This music is called After the Dust, and it's by Jaron Lanier from a new record called Columns of Air. What's unusual here is not just the diversity of instrumental sounds that you're hearing, but the fact that many of these instruments were being played for the last time because they were damaged beyond repair in the aftermath of the September 11th attack. At the time, Jaron Lanier was living literally two blocks away from our WNYC studios and thus very close to the World Trade Center site. Jaron has joined us here in our WNYC studio before on New Sounds, and we welcome him back to New York and back to WNYC on this program, number 2220, in which we'll be listening to Jaron's collaboration with flutist Robert Dick, the album called Columns of Air, and talking about the various things that he's been up to recently. Jaron Lanier, welcome back to New Sounds.
Delighted to be here.
Well, it has been a while since the last visit. There was a CD that you had done, Instruments of Change. Was that the title?
Right. That was a CD I did for Philip Glass.
Right.
Yeah.
And it featured both real, well, mostly real instruments.
No, strictly acoustic instruments.
Yeah.
Right.
But you have been, first of all, let me set up who you are for folks who are sort of saying.
Maybe you can explain it to me. I get confused.
I mean, there are certainly going to be some people saying, Jaron Lanier, I know that name. Outside of your musical pursuits, you are generally considered to be the person who coined the term virtual reality.
Yeah, that was in my wasted youth, though. I mean, I think I should be allowed to outgrow that by now.
But you've also developed a set of virtual instruments over the years.
Yeah, that is true. I've done some music with instruments that exist inside virtual worlds. But really, I love acoustic instruments. To me, acoustic musical instruments are the most sophisticated machines that have ever been designed by people. So I use them as my inspiration doing computer science.
Mm-hmm. And you're still doing a lot of computer science, is that right?
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. So where do you find time to, hook up with people like Robert Dick and make records? And
you know, my theory about that is what I call cross procrastination, and the way. So I'm.
Oh, come on, explain this. This sounds great.
No, I'm fundamentally a lazy person. So whenever I have some deadline in science, I avoid the deadline by doing some music, and vice versa. And that way, I can feel lazy all the time and still be productive. But it only works if you do multiple things. You know, if you only do one thing, you're stuck.
So how long did it take you and Robert to make this record?
Well, you know, Robert was living in Switzerland, so we'd have to work on it a little bit at a time. So it spread out over a few year period.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a well procrastinated record.
Absolutely.
Let's begin with a piece called Charge of the Luminous Brigade. Robert plays all manner of flutes, from this huge, heavy steel bass flute that actually needs a tripod holding it up to tiny little piccolos.
Yes, that's right. And in Charge of the Luminous Brigade, I believe he's actually just playing a regular flute for once.
And what are you doing?
I'm playing an instrument called a can, which is from Laos. And it's a rather large vertical assemblage of pipes that one can both breathe into and out of and make sounds. And we don't quite understand how it works mechanically. It's a wonderfully strange, mysterious folk object.
And we'll hear it now. Charge of the Luminous Brigade is the name of this piece from my guest Jaron Lanier, with Robert Dick playing the flute, and the album that they've done together is called Columns of Air on New Sounds.
Thank you.
That is music from Jaron Lanier and Robert Dick with Alan Kushan playing, what is he playing here, Jaron?
The santur. It's a Persian hammer dulcimer.
All
yeah.
Right. And the piece called Charge of the Luminous Brigade. You were playing this Laotian mouth organ, the ken.
The ken, that's right.
And Robert Dick playing the flute. Columns of Air, it sounds like a Robert Dick title to me. I mean, he's, you know, a lot of his albums, a lot of his performances deal with breath and wind and air, and because he is a flutist.
Right. I actually came up with the title, and it was more of a reference to what's left where the World Trade Center had been. But I thought, it, you know, obviously it refers to wind instruments as well.
Mm-hmm. As I mentioned, you did live here, you know, in this area where we are, mm-hmm. Right in the vicinity of the World Trade Center. Where are you these days?
I've moved out to California. I'm living in crazy Berkeley.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right. And just back from Korea, you were telling me.
Yeah, I just did a tour in Korea, which was marvelous.
As a music tour or science tour?
Both, actually. I try to combine them. So I did some science lectures at the universities, and I also did some music gigs, yeah.
Uh-huh. For folks who are kind of interested in things like information theory and stuff like that, they can find out more about that side of your life on your website.
Yes, anyone who is interested can go to jaronlanier.com.
Jaron Lanier is my guest on New Sounds. We're listening to some of his new musical endeavors. When you compose these pieces, are you writing notes on paper? Or is it all done in the computer? How does that work?
It varies. When I do work with notes, I tend to compose the scores on the computer these days, mostly just because my hands used to hurt from doing it with pencil. I actually think pencil is superior, but I get these hand cramps if I do it that way. But this particular record, I wouldn't say it was improvised because we play the pieces enough times that we know them, so they're largely memorized in their compositions. But at the same time, most of this material was never written down.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the ironies of your music is that despite the fact, as we mentioned before, that you've invented these virtual instruments which exist just off in another world, you're very drawn to the old instruments of this world.
Yeah, well, the thing is that in the history of technology, musical instruments are the most eloquent, best-designed machines there are. In fact, in a funny way, the instrument I was just playing, the ken, is the prototype of the computer because it was traded across the Silk Route in ancient times, ended up in Rome. The Romans copied it, turned it into a sort of a steam-driven noisemaker in the Colosseum. That evolved into the pipe organ, which evolved into a player pipe organ, which evolved into a mechanism that could automatically sew patterns in cloth, and that turned into the modern computer eventually. This device I was just playing was the first sort of assemblage of parallel similar devices that people ever built. And so
wow.
It really turned into the computer. But the important thing is that computers still suck. I mean, computers are are very crude, awkward, ugly devices that are not expressive. And the instrument really proves that people can make beautiful machines. And I think to not pay attention to instruments is just to give in to ugliness and awkwardness.
Well, and you've especially found beauty in the sounds of instruments that we don't hear in the West all that often, like this Laotian mouth organ. And
yeah, I'm drawn to ancient instruments. I'm drawn to the earliest ones because they often reflect a process of implicit refinement over many, many generations of use, and they have just an extraordinary elegance.
Mm-hmm. For example, in the next two pieces that we're going to hear from the CD, we have everything from, you know, sampled sounds to a very ancient Chinese zither, the guzheng.
There's no sampled sound on this record.
Oh.
The first sound you hear that might sound sampled is actually Robert singing through his flute while he plays and getting these extraordinary sounds. And at another, and he's doing various tricks. At another point, he's drilled a little hole into the side of the flute where he's put a vibrating membrane, which is he's borrowing a technique from the Chinese Ditsa flute and other Asian flutes that do this. So he's getting a buzzing sound, and he's doing various combinations of those things to get these extraordinary sounds that might sound electronic, might sound sampled, but no, they're not.
Hmm. All right. Could have fooled me, and did.
Actually, wait. There's one thing he did, which he played the flute through sort of a weird toy megaphony thing at one point, just for a moment, though.
Right.
But there's no sample.
Well, what is the Andromeda keyboard?
I usually prefer to play acoustic keyboards, but in this case, it's a big analog synthesizer, just a recently made thing, and it's got a little bit more potential for expression than the digital keyboards.
Okay. The piece is called Aramaic All Night Blues, and this is another one of the tracks that features Alan Kushan playing the santur.
And he's also singing, and in fact he is singing in Aramaic. He went and studied Aramaic in the mm-hmm. villages that still speak it in Israel.
And what's the text, do you know?
It's blessings.
Oh, okay. And then Perelandra, is that from the C.S. Lewis book of the same name?
Well, it is, although it's actually the name of my childhood cat also.
Oh, all right. And on that you're playing?
I'm playing the guzheng there, which is a Chinese harp. It's the sort of harp, the more familiar instrument maybe is the koto. Mm-hmm. It's a harp where the strings are laid out horizontally and each one is held up by a bridge that only stays in place because of tension, and you can press on the string on one side and pluck on the other, and then you can bend it.
Right. It's a beautiful instrument, and as I mentioned, one of great antiquity. And it's played by Jaron Lanier, and Robert Dick is playing his assortment of flute-like instruments. And let's hear two more tracks from the CD called Columns of Air. The first, Aramaic All Night Blues, and then Perelandra on New Sounds.
Thank you.
Once again, music from Columns of Air, collaborative project by Jaron Lanier and flutist Robert Dick. Jaron playing many instruments during the course of this record. On Perelandra, the piece we just heard, Robert Dick is playing his contrabass flute, and Jaron, you're playing the Chinese zither known as the guzheng.
Guzheng, right.
You don't play these old instruments. I mean, you haven't studied traditional Chinese or traditional Laotian or any of that stuff.
Actually,
right?
I have.
You have?
Yeah, I studied Chinese classical music when I was living in San Francisco much earlier in the Chinese music community there.
Huh.
And I've actually traveled to Southeast Asia to study Can and other instruments.
Before that, Aramaic All-Night Blues featured Alan Kushan playing the santur and singing in Aramaic.
That's correct.
Now, on that one, you're playing all kinds of percussion. I mean, did you study Irish frame drumming before you played the Balron? And did you study West African drumming before you picked up that West African instrument there?
Yes to the West African, no to the Balron, but I have some wonderful Irish friends, and I don't really think there's a Balron school you can go to. Some of the other interesting sounds in there are Alan Santur having sitar-like buzzy things placed in it, and also the percussion, the cymbal that you heard was played through a rotating Leslie speaker of the sort you usually hear with an electric organ.
Right.
And that's what gave it the rotating sound.
So the album is called Columns of Air, an album title that refers not just to the column of air that a flutist is pushing through, especially with Robert with his huge contrabass flute, but also referring to what is left of the World Trade Center site where Jaron Lanier he was very close to it on September 11th. And when we continue with new sounds, we'll talk about and hear a piece played on instruments that were damaged in the aftermath of the World Trade Center attack. I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to New Sounds. This is New Sounds, number 2220. Jaron Lanier is my guest in our WNYC studio. So, Jaron, this is really the first time you've been back in Lower Manhattan since leaving New York, right?
Yeah, it's been over a year.
Before,
there was one time I was here between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m. I'd come in from New Haven to jam at Ornette Coleman's loft because he called me and said, "Jared, you get down here." So that was one time in the middle of the night.
So when Ornette calls, you tend to respond, listen.
Yes, yeah. That happens, yes.
All right. And when Ornette Coleman calls you and asks you to jam, what does he expect you to show up with? Is he calling you because you're his Ken player?
No, actually, I showed up. I played keyboards at his place, and along with Will Calhoun on drums. It was a wonderful night.
Okay. The Ken, the mouth organ from Laos, is one of the instruments that obviously you still play. But on the piece After the Dust, you play a lot of instruments that you can no longer play.
Well, that's true. As you'll recall, after the attack, we weren't allowed back in for a while.
Right.
And when I finally was able to get back into my building, some of the debris had apparently hit the roof of the building, causing just a tiny bit of damage. But then there were some large rainstorms, and then water came in and accumulated and caused the ceilings to collapse and in different parts of the building just from the weight of the water. So we actually had quite a lot of damage in the building that we discovered at that time. So I lost about 40 instruments.
Wow.
Yeah.
What kinds of instruments were these?
The place where the damage was large string instruments and some of the large winds. Did you ever visit my loft?
No, I didn't.
Oh, man, it was great. It was this instrument forest. And so you could wander through different parts of the forest, and there were different sorts of instruments. There were over 1,000 instruments in there.
Wow.
And
so all the long string instruments had their little grove to themselves.
It was a wonderful place. But anyway, so there were some instruments that were damaged pretty badly but still could be played musically. And there were a couple that actually during the course of just recording these tracks fell apart. There where they could sort of be played for a few minutes, but then they would just break. So this was started as an overdub piece with these instruments, and uh, I th- we recorded it. Robert came in one of the first opportunities after it was possible for non-resident to enter the perimeter area. So it was maybe a month or 6 weeks or something after the attack when we made this. Yeah.
So this is in many cases the final voicing of these old instruments.
It's true for almost everything on this track. I think I was able to repair the electric oud instrument. I think that one I was able to fix. And I think that's it from this batch, yeah.
All right. Well, let's hear the sounds of these instruments on the piece called After the Dust. Once again, music by Jaron Lanier and Robert Dick from the album called Columns of Air on New Sounds. The album is called Columns of Air, largely a live recording, which is to say, no overdubs. However, on that piece, After the Dust, there are overdubs, lots of them, as Robert Dick plays the flute and Jaron Lanier plays many instruments, a number of which were played on this recording for the last time as they had been destroyed in the aftermath of the September 11th attacks. When you grew up, what did you play? What did you study? What was your first instrument?
Piano.
Piano.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you moved on to the baritone 12-string guitar and the Laotian mouth organ and a 19th-century clarinet. I mean, how did that happen?
Somehow I got the bug when I was a kid to learn new instruments, and I always have to be learning a new instrument. It's cheaper than heroin as far as obsessions go, although it takes more room than most obsessions. I don't know. I can't help myself.
So what are you learning now?
Oh, well, I was just in Korea this last week, and I spent a wonderful day with a man who's been declared a living treasure as an instrument builder. And I already play a few Korean string instruments, a thing called the kayagum and a thing called the kamungo, but I'd always wanted to find the ajeng, which is, it's like the guzheng, the Chinese thing. I was just playing the harp, but it's bowed. So you get a combination of a bowed sound, and instead of being bowed with a horsehair bow, as we do in the West, it's bowed with a wooden stick. Huh. That's carved in a certain way to give it that bow-like quality. And oh my God, it's a wonderful sound, and it's a wonderfully ancient sound.
Wow.
And the music for it, actually, the Korean classical music is the oldest continuously played and preserved music in the world. It's very important, wonderful music. So I had it was such a wonderful week there.
It's also, as I'm sure you heard, it's a form of music whose rhythm is not the kind of pulsing 1, 2, 3, 4 of a lot of Western music. It's the rhythm of breath.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And that, you know, just from Columns of Air, from what people are hearing on this record, I think people could probably sense that might be an obsession of yours as well.
Yeah, you know, I think there's a new taboo in music which has to do with rhythm. Like if you go back to the 20th century, there was a taboo about harmony where if you were being mainstream and accessible and straight, you'd play sort of what the 1, 4, and 5 chords of rock and roll, whereas if you were being obscure, you'd play weirder chords. In fact, a producer friend of mine used to say every time you add a note to a chord, you lose 10,000 listeners, right? But today today it's different. You can put any weird sound, any weird thing you want in music as long as it's on this robotic regular beat from a computer. And so, you know, if you listen to just the mainstream commercial hip-hop, every possible sound is in there that would have normally in the 20th century been considered inaccessible and difficult. But the new sort of conformity is with this regularized robotic beat from the computer, which to me is just anti-human. And I mean, it worked for angry rap music because it was sort of expressing, I'm stuck, and I'm pissed off about being stuck. And so there was an emotional coherence between the problems with that kind of music and what the music was saying. But if that's not what you're doing, I don't think it works.
And yeah.
I'm very anti this regular beat thing. I really feel it has to be rebelled against.
Well, certainly you would have heard a lot of that in Korea then.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So, and you know, there's a fair amount of that kind of floating quality or you know, what the old classical people used to call rubato, you know, the robbed time.
Yes.
Robbing time from one note and putting it on another. On this record called Columns of Air. We're speaking with Jaron Lanier, the musician, multi-instrumentalist, computer scientist, writer, and my guest on New Sounds. The album features Robert Dick, and on a couple of tracks, Alan Kushan. From the album, let's hear two more tracks, Andalusian Fog. What's happening here?
This is a simple duo. Robert is playing a contrabass flute, and I'm playing an oud. Mm-hmm. It's actually an electric version of the oud. It's a simple piece. It's a pun on Andalusian dog, obviously. And
it's Ushan Andalou, the famous film.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's simple.
Okay. How dare you? How dare you be simple?
You know, simpleness used to be quite a taboo. And of course, what we all discovered is that it's harder to be simple than obscure.
Mm-hmm. And then Sliding Botticelli. This is one of the more curious, and that's saying a lot. One of the more curious pieces on this record.
Oh, God. Well, yeah, it's a pipe organ and flute duet. And the flute is a flute with a whammy bar. It's a flute where the head joint slides in and out so Robert can do these crazy sliding melody lines. And the pipe organ is a pipe organ I assembled with pipe organ parts bought over eBay, if you can believe it. And what it was, and it's a wonderfully funky organ with an incredible old sound because these are these old pipes and they resonate beautifully. And it's not an organ you could make any other way.
Yeah.
It's a special object.
I'm guessing the tuning's a little funky, too.
It's hard to tune. Although I think you'll agree it is in tune in this track.
All right. Let's hear two pieces. First, Andalusian Fog, and then Sliding Botticelli, a duet for flute and pipe organ of sorts. Jaron Lanier is my guest on New Sounds. Jaron and Robert Dick performing on this CD called Columns of Air.
Thank you.
I have to say, Jaron Lanier, those are some of the strangest organ sounds I have ever heard. I mean...
Why, thank you.
Yeah. Now, Robert Dick is playing the flute with the whammy bar headpiece.
That's
where
right.
Where it slides in and out, and he can do all those glissando effects.
Right.
How do you do that on parts salvaged from, did you say, 19th century Boston pipe organs?
That's
is that
right.
what we're talking about?
You do it by playing with the pressure, the air pressure inside the organ. So I was letting a little bit of pressure out in order to bend the notes so I could get a whammy bar and an organ.
The piece is called Sliding Botticelli. And before that, Andalusian or Andalusian Fog, and that you played the electric oud.
That's correct.
The Arab lute. And Robert Dick performing again on one of his flutes. The album is called Columns of Air. And we'll continue our conversation with Jaron and hear some final music from this record as we continue with New Sounds.
WNYC is a media sponsor of Great Writers at Barnard. Conversations with 50 celebrated authors at Barnard College on Sunday, November 6th. Tickets at 212-626-6527. Or barnard.edu/writers. And WNYC is supported by Cowan, Leibowitz, and Latman with nearly 50 years' experience in intellectual property law, litigation, and commercial law. Cowan has expanded into customs, international trade, and transportation law. Details at cll.com. WNYC is supported by Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, the best cancer care anywhere. Working to defeat cancer with advanced therapies designed to maximize cure rates and preserve quality of life. 800-525-2225 or mskfirst.org.
If you'd like a playlist for this New Sounds program, just check out our website. You're looking for program number 2220. You can download the playlist. You can hear this and many other New Sounds programs anytime you like at WNYC.org or NewSounds.org. Jaron Lanier has been my guest here in our studio on New Sounds. We've been listening to Columns of Air, his collaborative record with Robert Dick. And when we come to the end of the record and Lullaby in Glass, you're playing an instrument here, Jaron, that also has a kind of checkered past, the glass harmonica.
The glass harmonica, which was invented by Benjamin Franklin, who said it was an even better invention than electricity. how many countries have a founder who invents instruments? Isn't that great? It's just so wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an instrument that it has rotating cups of glass, and you hold your fingers against them as if they were wine glasses, and they make this ethereal sound. And it does have a checkered past. It inspired... there was a blind woman that apparently was quite a babe who Franklin had a bit of a thing with, and she became the first virtuoso on it and inspired Mozart and Beethoven to both write for it, as well as a funny character named Mesmer who used it to enchant people and bilk them out of money with sort of claims about the magic nature of the enchantment.
Huh.
And he ultimately, there's a connection of him to Freud. He inspired some of the Freudian ideas about psychoanalysis. It's a crazy story. It also developed quite a reputation as a dangerous instrument because lead used to leach from the glass and make the players insane. So.
Ooh.
But fortunately, I have a lead-free one.
All right.
Yes.
Delighted to hear it. And what is Robert playing here?
A flute.
A flute.
Yes.
All right. Here's the Lullaby in Glass from Jaron Lanier with Robert Dick.
Thank you.
We've been listening to some music from the album Columns of Air by Jaron Lanier and Robert Dick. And Jaron, it's been a while since you were last here in our new sound studio. I'm delighted to have you back. Congratulations on a really extraordinary collection of pieces.
Thank you so much.
And good luck with the myriad projects. People can keep up with what you're up to, the various facets of your life, computer, science, music, what have you, on the website.
JaronLanier.com is a reasonable pointer for that.
Okay. I'm John Schaefer. Thank you for joining us for New Sounds. Hope you'll be with us again next time for more.